Did you know that every year in Colorado, enough children are killed through abortion to fill the Pepsi Center? And that last year alone, Planned Parenthood, the world's largest abortion provider, received $500 million of your tax dollars. Now, Planned Parenthood has hired a powerful law firm to take away your right to protect life. It's time to say enough. Visit personhoodcolorado.com to join the March for Life this Saturday at noon on the west steps of the Capitol. Please join the March for Life this Saturday.
Warning, warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Greetings, and greetings to her, too, whoever she is.
What a great job. Do you see how, you hear how she said enough? Like, she means it.
Enough.
It's time to say enough.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I'm Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney. Glad to be here, Bob. Thank you so much for letting me come into the studio today.
Doug, we're here to talk about...
First, we're here to talk about Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
That's right. That's
And then... Personhood Town Hall in South Carolina. Tomorrow night, it's going to be carried by C-SPAN.
Let's talk about that.
We'll talk
first.
About that. And then what else? March for Life.
The March for Life this Saturday on the west steps of the Capitol.
Yeah. So those are the topics, right?
That's more than enough. The show is overflowing at this already.
So Tim Tebow. Let's start there.
All week last week,
yeah.
I made my little personal notes of show prep.
Yeah.
On Tim Tebow. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be in the studio with you yesterday. Great show, by the way.
Well, thank you. We had fun.
So I've been saving all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm bursting at the seams.
Well, the Drudge headline on Tebow today was just hysterical. It could be another Tebow record.
Another record.
Fastest to go from the NFL draft to being invited by CBS Sports.
That's right.
To be an analyst on a national broadcast.
Okay, now.
A playoff game. I mean, is that a true story? Did that really happen?
Well, here's the thing. CBS in Miami reported that CBS executives were wanting to add Tebow to their broadcast team this weekend. To be an analyst or I don't know what.
That's got to be the fastest to go from the NFL draft to being invited to be an analyst during an NFL playoff game.
Now, the update.
Is he going to do
it? Well, here's the thing. Last night on Fox 31 local news, I saw one of the most encouraging little clips of video. It was Tim Tebow practicing his throwing motion.
Yeah.
And then into the frame walks John Elway.
Oh,
like they're on the practice field, and all I could think of was they're going to be there the whole offseason. John Elway's going to teach them how to throw.
That
how
is
incredible is that?
I mean, that is neat. My sons and I watched the ESPN's Year of the Quarterback on Tim Tebow.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just tremendous. But to take one of the greatest college quarterbacks in history and then to have John Elway, one of the greatest NFL quarterbacks, coach him. Now, this was unavailable last year.
There was a lockout.
The lockout. And so Tebow's been looking forward to being coached
in the NFL. Tebow wasn't the starter last year.
He wasn't the starter.
Yeah.
And so now Broncos has said Tim Tebow is our starting quarterback.
That's right.
Beginning next year.
And that little clip yesterday, Tim Tebow was on the practice field with John Elway practicing his mechanics or whatever the football guys call it. And apparently he called CBS and said, you know, I'm a little busy with the whole football thing.
So he turned down CBS?
Tim Tebow turned down
CBS. To be an analyst during an NFL playoff game?
Yeah.
That's got to be another record.
That's got to be.
There are a lot of records here.
It's really, really great news.
And you know what's fun? Our little broadcast here.
Yeah.
On Colorado's number one most powerful radio station.
The 50,000-watt blowtorch for the gospel.
That's
AM
right.
670 KLTT.
That's right. So thanks to Google and Tim Tebow, there are a lot of people around the country finding our program.
Yeah.
I just got an email from a guy in Michigan. He said, hey, I love the show. I love the sports show on Fridays. And I'm a new listener.
All right.
So when people are Googling to find out.
Yeah. Like, you know what, Bob? Now, I'm not a football guy. I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
In football, I lead with my heart, not with my head. I don't know the stats. I did not see the Tom Brady juggernaut coming until I was
You
late.
Were trying to bet me $100 on the game, and I said, Doug,
I didn't
take your bet. Did anybody take your money?
No. The only person that I know in Boston wouldn't reply to my request for a bet, and so I actually appreciate them saving me the $100.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm not a football guy,
and there's no way I was going to bet against Tebow.
No. No one around here would do it, but I'm not a football guy, so we put together a show last week, I think it was, about Tim Tebow's records.
NFL records, his college
and I
records.
I got a chance to look at that before we got on the air. I want to thank Fred Williams, who's obviously a football guy.
Our Real Science Friday co-host.
He put the work that you guys put into that Tim Tebow. By the way, just Google Tim Tebow records. We'll come up on the first page
of
Google.
On the first page of Google, all over the country.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow NFL records or Tebow records, however you do it, we're coming up around 7, 8, 9, 10, depending on the search.
Yeah.
But that's pretty significant. And, Doug, here is Colorado's most powerful radio station with a locally produced program committed to regularly updating the Tim Tebow records show.
Yes.
So that's why it's doing so well on the Google search.
And I want to congratulate Fred and you, because the work you put into putting that together, as far as I can tell, it is still only the single one-stop shop for all of Tim Tebow's
And we did it because, well, you started it.
I did.
Because there was no place to go
on
the entire web where you can get a list of all of Tebow's records, which are fun to read.
Yeah, it's just incredible.
I mean, you got to read like 4 or 5 page articles and just glean out what the records are.
Right.
And so here it is in a one-stop shop, Tim Tebow, NFL records, all his records, and other records, and his mother's records.
So Fred Williams should get his season tickets for free for the rest of his life.
He should.
I'm going to lobby Broncos man. Now, a couple things on Tim Tebow that I was thinking about all week, Bob.
All right.
Is Tim Tebow is a type of fella who makes everyone around him better.
Mm.
Unfortunately, sometimes it's the opposing team.
Oh!
Now, you remember all week last week, there were headlines. There were headlines.
Yeah.
Does the focus on Tim Tebow bother Tom Brady?
Oh.
I think it did. And what did Tom Brady do? He stepped up and played probably one of the greatest games of his life.
Of his career.
Yeah. And so Tim makes everybody
better. He was brilliant.
Better.
And, Doug, I'm not a sports official. I'm not even an official sports fan.
No.
But so I don't, you know, football, I haven't watched it since the 90s John Elway.
That's right.
And I'm back because of Tebow.
Yeah.
But I do wonder, if I could talk to John Fox.
Yeah.
I talk to him about God, the Bible, the second coming.
Yeah.
Important things.
First things first.
Personhood. But then if we got around to football, I would ask him a question.
Okay.
And why is it that with Tebow, they don't start out the way Tom Brady did, throwing little 5-yard passes for 6-7-yard gains? I mean, they do it constantly. With Tebow, there was not a single easy pass thrown until maybe the third quarter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is it? It's either the run up the middle, like winder up the middle,
run
up the middle, or 30-yard passes. What's wrong with doing 5, 6, 7-yard passes?
Well, I think you got to dance with who brung you, and that worked in Pittsburgh, so I don't know.
All right.
I don't think John Fox is a genius, also. I don't think he's the greatest coach in the history of the NFL. No.
He might be.
He certainly has earned next year, though. He has earned, and so has Tim.
The Broncos, fans are ecstatic, and we turned a 1-4 losing record into a victory playoff game season.
The highest rated playoff game in 18 years, even though it was over at halftime. I mean, no wonder CBS wants him so bad.
Yeah.
The guy is a...
He's a one-man Tiger Woods. Wait, that doesn't make sense. No. Tim Tebow has done for the NFL what Tiger Woods did for golf.
Yes.
As far as increasing ratings and
absolutely.
All. But think of the difference, because golf is golf.
Yeah.
The NFL has thousands of personalities who full-time work to promote the NFL.
A big name.
Thousands.
People. Famous people. World famous
players,
people.
Coaches, managers.
Sports writers, announcers, radio guys.
Thousands.
Yeah.
And here's Tim Tebow, and he literally, single-handedly, doubles the ratings of NFL playoff games.
And you know, there's a Pro-Am golf tournament coming up. And there's a rumor that Tim Tebow, the organization putting it on, someone should grab the story because I don't have all the details. I got a lot of Tim Tebow stuff spinning around. The organization that puts on this Pro-Am golf tournament wants to pair Tim Tebow with Tiger Woods.
Oh.
And if there's anyone who needs to spend an afternoon walking around with Tim Tebow, it's Tiger Woods. So I hope that happens. And I'll bet you Tim would not turn that down.
Do you remember Fox News? Who's one of the elder newscasters on Fox News? After Tiger Woods went into meltdown,
Yeah.
Brett
Hume, Britt Hume.
Britt Hume said that what Tiger Woods needs is a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Wow. Amen, brother.
He said, Tiger, and this is on Fox News. He said, you know, Tiger Woods is a Buddhist or something.
Well,
Buddhism doesn't offer redemption.
Yeah, Britt Hume said that.
He said
that. Amazing.
He said, Tiger Woods needs Jesus Christ.
Well, let's hope he gets a chance to walk around for an afternoon with Tim Tebow.
And yeah, that would be great.
Nothing bad could come from that.
So,
and it would be incredible.
And how
ratings.
About the polls, the people saying, even unbelievers, Doug, saying that God is helping Tim Tebow win.
So I read this last week, and this is something that I so desperately have wanted to bounce off of you to get some pastoral, scriptural take on this. 40-some percent of people believe that, I forget how it was phrased, God is involved, or God is helping Tim Tebow win football games.
Right, right.
Or helping Tim Tebow win. Is God involved in Tim Tebow's success?
All right, let's talk about what I believe from studying the Bible, what God is not doing and what he is doing.
Okay.
What he's not doing is if Prater makes a kick and it's just going to just barely miss, although Prater never misses.
Yeah, so you might want to pick another example.
God is not blowing on the sidelines to give the kick an extra 5 yards.
Right.
All right, 2 50-yard-plus field goals in one game, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
God is not doing that.
Okay.
But we give God thanks for all good things.
Mm.
So say Tim Tebow's arm.
All right.
Or your tongue.
Oh. Okay, I'd go with Tim Tebow's arm. Let's stick with that.
No, your ability to analyze the news and to talk about it.
Okay.
Or Tim Tebow's arm. Tim Tebow didn't create his arm. He didn't design it. His mother, Pam, did that.
His mother, Pam, she contributed to the design of his arm.
But she didn't do it either, right?
You're right. She only contributed as far as the genetic
code. Our kids, your kids, do you know how to make your kids... Like,
no.
You've got beautiful kids. They have nice heads of hair. Do you know how to make hair grow out of somebody's head?
No.
You're sort of in that field. But
sort of. Actually, I can't help a little bit in that. But no, I don't know. I can't do that.
Yeah, so Pam Tebow doesn't know how to make Tim Tebow's arm. She can't engineer it, design it, architect it.
No.
But God gives us these abilities, and then it is up to us how we use these abilities.
Mm.
And so if you exercise, if you practice, if you shoot for perfection, in fact, I love how Tim Tebow says, you know, if you shoot for perfection, you'll never achieve it, but you could come close.
Yeah.
And so you work hard to glorify God, to be a good son, a good brother, a good friend, and God could do great things through every one of us. Some Christians think, I wish I were alive during the Bible days. These are the Bible days.
Amen.
These
Amen.
Are the Bible days. God wants to work through us. Mm. Look at the personhood movement. Look what's happening tomorrow night in South Carolina with the personhood town hall. I mean, it's unbelievable what God is doing through Christians who will trust him.
Amen. And that's the point that I think a lot of unbelievers miss, because there is some controversy. Because in the interview after the game, Tim Tebow stated that no, football's not first in his life. He talked about the disabled kid that he hung out with before and after the game.
Yeah.
He talked about his hospital in the Philippines. He talked about the fact that he's a role model. Mm. He thanked his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he said football is not first. And a lot of sports writers...
Good for him! but a lot of sports people don't like that.
Well, the immediate commentary was, I don't think John Elway wants to hear that.
Tom Brady would say the exact same thing. If somebody were to ask the New England quarterback...
Yeah, who's a good player, by the way.
Yeah. Is football more important to you than your wife? What would he say?
No,
if he doesn't want to be divorced.
Yeah, he would say no.
Of course not.
Is football more important than your children?
Of course not. Your career.
Right.
It's God, family, country, career.
There you go.
In that order. You know, we could put church in there for Christians.
Yeah, that's a good list of priorities there.
Yeah, God comes first. Mm. Family comes next. And my community and my job is so important also, but you need to put things in perspective. And if you don't, then whatever, like O.J. Simpson, he didn't put God first.
I don't think
and
so.
His NFL career is in shambles.
Yeah.
His legacy is in ashes, literally,
really?
On the steps of the L.A. courthouse.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
If they ever clean that up. Did they ever clean that up?
Hopefully they left it in memoriam for him.
That's right.
But this is what the sportscasters who were offended by that statement.
Yeah.
They simply don't understand the principle the Bible teaches all throughout the whole Bible. It teaches that if you seek first the kingdom of God, he will add all these other things that he knows we need and he knows we want. He'll add all these other things to it. Mm. So the Broncos should be glad that Tim Tebow seeks first the kingdom of God because it increases his potential for success.
Amen. Doug, I concluded a sermon 3 weeks ago with that very verse. From Matthew, from the Sermon on the Mount,
right.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek his righteousness,
mm-hmm.
and all these things shall be added unto you. So if you have God, you have everything.
That's right.
If you don't have God, you have nothing.
Mm.
What? O.J. Simpson thinks, what? He thinks that on Judgment Day, everyone in the world, including his kids, are not going to know that he murdered their mother? Is that what he thinks?
No.
How could you be self-deluded? And think of, we've mentioned this, in fact, the Wall Street Journal has mentioned this about Tim Tebow. Think of the thousands of young sports, you know, whether it's high school, college, or even professional, sports players who end up destroying themselves, their lives, hurting their team because they do things that are immoral, destructive, drugs, alcohol, sexual immorality, crime.
Mm.
So Tim Tebow, as an example of living your life for God and for others, helps sports in a way that a Tiger Woods kind of meltdown or an O.J. Simpson kind of meltdown doesn't happen if you're living for Jesus Christ.
Yeah, amen. Amen. So the bottom line, the answer to the question is yes, God is involved in Tim Tebow's success, but there's no magic. He's not doing magic, and he's not sprinkling winter dust on him.
No.
Not sprinkling loser dust on the other teams.
God's not looking at the Vegas spread and saying, another field goal, and I'll win my bet.
I'll beat the point spread.
No.
He's not involved.
He's not doing any of that.
In any of that.
And even the W or the L at the end of the game. Yeah. I mean, God wants Tim Tebow and all Christians to honor him regardless of the circumstance and trust in him whether we're winning or losing.
And Tim does a great job of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was so awesome.
If you could advise Tim Tebow, do you think, I'd answer this question.
Okay, I'm a little nervous.
do I think I could help steer him in a better direction? No, I don't.
Mm.
I think he's honoring God, and he's doing such a tremendous job. Doug, when I see Christians in the media on a talk show, so many times I cringe and I think, why did they say that?
Almost every time.
You know, but that's never happened with Tim. And I don't want to put him on a pedestal. Maybe I am. But we want to honor one another. Submit yourselves to one another. Honor one another. Give credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
He is doing a great job of honoring God. Might he fall? I mean, King David fell. Peter fell.
Yeah.
Paul fell. Well, Paul was down before he was up.
That's true.
So,
I mean, Tim Tebow is a sinner who needs a Savior.
Right.
Let's acknowledge that. We know that.
Exactly. And we put our eyes on Christ, but we encourage one another to look to Christ. And that's what Tim Tebow does. And, you know, on Facebook, say, there are Christians who I think are envious of Tim Tebow's success.
Yeah, maybe we're all capable of envy.
Yeah, and so they'll criticize him and say, well, why didn't he say that people have to repent, you know? But you got 3 seconds for a Bible study, and you thank your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
There you go.
If you have a Savior, that means you had something to be saved from your sin.
Yeah.
So it's all very encouraging.
It's going to be a fun off season. It's going to be a fun year next year.
Oh, and the high school basketball players in South Carolina. I mentioned that also because this is where the person at Town Hall is going to be tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right. Charleston, South Carolina, tomorrow at 6:45 p.m. Eastern Time on C-SPAN.
It's going to be on C-SPAN. So wherever you are in the country, if you have C-SPAN, you could watch it. Go to Personhood USA. You could probably, you know, stay tuned online.
Yeah.
We'll see if it's going to be streamed. It probably is. But, Doug, this story, before we get to the Personhood Town Hall, which has got Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry and Rick Santorum and every presidential candidate who has signed the personhood pledge is going to be there.
Looking forward to it.
And it's sponsored by Personhood USA, and the panel is the heroes.
Yeah.
Guabe Garcia Jones.
It's just amazing.
And Lila Rose.
Lila Rose is going to be asking questions of the Republican candidate.
That's and she's such a hero. Dan Becker, president of Georgia Right to Life.
Incredible.
One of the Personhood Right to Life state affiliates.
That's right.
So it's just a great thing. But what happened in Charleston, South Carolina?
Well, there was a basketball game.
Yeah.
High school basketball game. Wando High School beat West Ashley High by 20 points.
Hmm.
And I don't can't tell all the details. It's happened before. Now, the
teams lose.
The Wando team, who won, apparently was T-bowing after the game. And so they were.
So that's the new twist.
That's the new twist.
T-bowing after the game.
T-bowing at a basketball game. But they were beaten senseless by members of the other team. Beaten, kicked, punched, spitting up blood.
Oh, boy.
It was pretty ugly.
That's horrendous.
Now, just so you know, last year at this same game, a Wando parent punched out a West Ashley teacher after the basketball.
And the
article also reports, Fox News reports, that security had been beefed up for this game because there's been some bad blood.
Yeah.
And I don't know if T-bowing may have been misused here. If you're T-bowing on someone.
You don't want to T-bow in someone's face.
Right. Like out of spite
mock them.
That's not cool.
No, that's true.
I don't think Tim would approve.
But in T-bow, you know the definition of T-bowing at T-bowing.com?
No, what is the definition?
It's to drop down on one knee and begin praying when no one around you is praying.
Oh, is that
so? Right? If you're at a meeting, a board meeting at a corporation, you go down on one knee and you start praying.
Mm.
That's called T-bowing.
Now, prayer is involved.
Yeah.
I'm glad you pointed that
out. And it's praying in an environment where no one else around you is praying.
Uh-huh.
If you're at church and everyone gets on their knees and they're praying, that's not T-bowing.
No, that doesn't count.
No.
Now,
but
I want to get back to this
basketball. But if you're at an Antarctica Research Center, which is on our T-Bow records.
That. Go to Tim Tebow records, Google it up.
You're T-bowing if it's unexpected in the environment that you're in.
Yeah, if none of the polar bears around you are T-bowing and
you
suddenly decide. But I want to get back. I got a basketball question for you.
Yeah.
T-bowing can be misused. You pointed out that prayer is involved. It's an essential part of T-bowing. I saw Ellen DeGeneres T-bowed before her show.
Ellen DeGeneres,
She T-bowed before her show.
Yeah.
I think she was wearing like men's clothing and she T-bowed on her show.
She's the lesbian who Disney promotes to children because Disney wants kids to affirm homosexuality so that they reject Jesus Christ. So that's one of the reasons that Disney puts Ellen DeGeneres everywhere where kids are involved.
That's the harshest condemnation of Disney I've ever heard in 30 seconds or less. That's,
well, it's a great tragedy.
It's
but
awful.
Ellen DeGeneres, she has an eternal soul also. And so whether Tim Tebow or any other Christian could get her to recognize that she should be humble before her creator God, that'd be a good thing. But I chalk it up to, you know, just being part of the fad.
Sure.
In her mind.
Yeah, it's a ratings guarantee.
Yeah.
Anyway, so T-bowing can be mishandled.
Yeah, it sure can
be. And that's why I have not T-bowed flippantly, okay? I take it seriously. All right, but back to high school basketball, Bob. Mm. I read this story about these two teams, and I've noticed that referees get beat up. Referees tend to flee the stadium or the arena after a high school basketball game, and they're like under armed guard trying to get to their car. What's up with that?
Yeah, well, Doug, you know, I've been on the board of a local school, high school, for some years here in the Denver area. And referees, after the game, when the buzzer rings, now I don't know how widespread this is all over the country, but here in the Denver area, the referees literally run out of the building.
Wow.
They run out of the building. They are done. There's no appeal to them. There's no discussion. By their contract, they are done. When the bell rings, they run out. They get in their cars and they leave because they're afraid that they could be assaulted.
Really?
Now, this is different from when I was a kid.
Yeah,
so people who say it was always bad,
no, I don't know.
We just talk about it more, they're wrong.
Yeah, I used to attend basketball games at my high school during all basketball season, and I remember there were a couple scuffles on the court. I saw that.
Yeah.
But I don't recall In fact, the referees were like local guys that everybody knew, and they didn't fear for their lives.
Hey, Doug, let's listen to this personhood ad that's running on KLTT. Around the clock. Let's hear it right now.
Lay it on me.
Did you know that every year in Colorado, enough children are killed through abortion to fill the Pepsi Center? And that last year alone, Planned Parenthood, the world's largest abortion provider, received $500 million of your tax dollars. Now, Planned Parenthood has hired a powerful law firm to take away your right to protect life. It's time to say enough. Visit personhoodcolorado.com to join the March for Life this Saturday at noon on the west steps of the Capitol. Please join the March for Life this Saturday.
So all right. It's time to say enough. Did you hear that? $500 million in taxpayer money went to Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
While all the politicians stand up and say that your tax dollars shouldn't be used for abortion and are not being used for abortion.
Right, and that's been the scam for 30 years. Vote Republican so Planned Parenthood doesn't get any money.
Yeah.
That's never worked.
But what did she mean when she said Planned Parenthood has hired a powerful law firm to take away our right to defend life?
Yeah, they've done this in state after state. They did it here in 2008, and we beat them at the Colorado Supreme Court. But, Doug, they want to stop round three of the personhood amendment in Colorado. And Colorado is where the personhood movement has gotten its start.
Yeah, this is the fountainhead.
Yeah. Here in Denver. Right. And thanks to Christy Burton, Colorado Right to Life.
Yeah.
Brian Rohrbaugh. Thanks to you.
And you, Bob. And Personhood USA.
Leslie Hanks. Yeah. Wabe Garcia-Jones. The whole team, you know, there's so many people you could name. And so round three in Colorado is so very important. Planned Parenthood knows it. They want to stop it. And so it is so important to be at the March for Life Saturday at noon on the west steps of the Capitol, because for one, you want to encourage all these leaders.
That's right.
You want to encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
If they're out alone fighting this battle, it's like when Moses had his arms up against the Amorites.
That's right.
And Aaron had to come along and hold up his brother's arms.
Yeah, we need fellowship. We need encouragement. We need everyone who can be there.
Yeah.
This Saturday, noon, on the west steps of the Capitol.
And Mike Adams will be there, longtime town hall columnist
and
speaker. He's good. He's a speaker at the summit down in Colorado Springs, Manitou Springs.
Yeah.
And it's important to encourage Mike Adams.
Amen.
Say, Mike, thank you for standing up for personhood and the God-given right to life of the unborn child. We are here to support you and your fight. You've got a big megaphone at town hall.
Yeah.
We got a little megaphone. I talked to my brother-in-law at the kitchen table, you know. But we need to fight together. Come together.
Yep. So we need everyone there this Saturday noon on the west steps of the Capitol. And if you can, tune in tomorrow evening. C-SPAN, 6:45 p.m. Eastern Time for the Presidential Pro-Life Forum, 100% pro-life questions from 100%
and
pro-life
Doug,
panel.
If somebody Googles Romney abortion, number one, prolifeprofiles.com.
Praise the
number
Lord.
Number one.
All right.
Romney, pro-life, number one. Ron Paul, abortion, Ron Paul, pro-life, right up there. First page. So the word is getting out. The teaching's getting out. God bless you.
Children are a blessing from God, but when parents reject and ignore His wisdom and teaching about parenting, children can grow up to be a curse to their parents and to the world around them. What does the Bible say about parents and children, education, and child discipline? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this powerful and critical topic in his teaching series, Raising Godly Children. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.